look up at your feet, bring them together.
At first glance, this seems more like acrobatics than yoga.
When I first saw people hanging upside down from hammocks and calling it yoga, I kind of thought they were crazy. But it ended up being a lot of fun and just the swinging, and it felt very playful.
But Marie Bice says anti-gravity yoga is not all play. It's hard work with benefits.
But I don't have a lot of flexibility in my back, and doing this work has really helped with that.
Beautiful. You can stay in this
position. Heather Blair is one of the instructors. She says hanging upside down helps the body in a way that regular yoga does not.
You actually have spinal decompression, so when you're upside down, your vertebrae actually open up so that the space in between the vertebrae opens naturally and gently.
Chris Meyerhans has done traditional forms of yoga. This is his first anti-gravity class.
I would like increased flexibility, of course. I'm a guy, a runner, so my hamstrings are very tight.
When people learned a year ago that anti-gravity classes were being offered here, many became interested.
Anti-gravity yoga is a combination of Pilates, a little bit of yoga, aerial arts, and suspension training. So it's not just yoga. You literally could be of any fitness level. You can have injuries. It doesn't matter how old you are. Anyone can take the class. So it's been a huge draw for us.
I created it so even my mother can do it.
Dancer, choreographer, and gymnast Christopher Harrison created anti-gravity yoga for athletes. He modified it and began teaching it in the United States 3 years ago. Now, health clubs in several countries, including China, Indonesia, Russia, and Brazil, offer anti-gravity yoga. The fusion of stretch and strengthening exercises allows students to achieve movements that traditional yoga does not offer, from flying to hanging like a bat. It also provides more of a cardiovascular workout than Chris Meyerhans expected.
I had no idea that it was that much work.
Creator Christopher Harrison says anti-gravity's yoga philosophy is still at the core of this workout.
You can expect still to be studying yoga because it is a practice of awareness of body, mind, and spirit.
Like traditional yoga, meditation comes at the end of each class.
When you're ready, come to your last child's pose.
Elizabeth Lee for VOA News, Los Angeles.